Good morning. It's Sunday, June 21st, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. A dispute over a famous landmark is drawing national attention. Former U.S. Olympian Davy Hearn, a three-time Olympic canoeist, is denying accusations that he vandalized Washington's reflecting pool after being arrested on Friday. Hearn says he merely touched a strip of material that appeared to be peeling from the recently renovated pool while finishing a bike ride. Authorities charged him with destruction of government property, though he insists he did not damage anything. The reflecting pool, which recently underwent a $13 million refurbishment, has already faced criticism over algae growth and peeling paint. President Donald Trump called the alleged damage a serious crime. The case now moves into the legal system as questions continue over the condition of the high-profile restoration project. Another news: politics and sport are colliding at the World Cup. The White House says it is discussing possible changes to travel restrictions imposed on Iran's national football team during the 2026 tournament. Current visa rules require Iranian players to enter the United States only one day before a match and leave immediately afterward. Iranian coach Amir Ghalanoei called his squad the most oppressed team at the competition following a draw with New Zealand. White House World Cup Task Force Director Andrew Giuliani said officials are trying to balance competitive fairness with national security concerns, particularly ahead of Iran's upcoming match in Seattle. Iran's Football Federation argues the restrictions create unequal conditions and says it plans to formally raise the issue with FIFA. Around the world, negotiators are back at the table. American and Iranian officials began direct talks in Switzerland on Sunday as both sides seek to turn last week's preliminary peace agreement into a lasting settlement. The talks follow a deal that ended active fighting and committed both countries to reaching a final agreement within 60 days. Key issues include Iran's nuclear program, regional security, and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Vice President J.D. Vance said Washington wants Iran to abandon nuclear weapons ambitions and reduce regional instability, while Iranian officials stressed that existing commitments must first be honored. Pakistan is continuing its role as a mediator. The negotiations come amid ongoing tensions in Lebanon, highlighting the fragile nature of the broader peace process. Another news: Britain's political future may soon become clearer. Prime Minister Keir Starmer is reportedly considering whether to remain in office as pressure grows from within his own Labour Party. The uncertainty follows Andy Burnham's decisive parliamentary election victory, which has fueled calls for a leadership transition. According to Reuters, Starmer spent the weekend discussing his options with family and advisors and could make a decision as early as Monday. Several lawmakers and ministers are reportedly urging him to set a timetable for departure to avoid a divisive leadership contest. Starmer has previously insisted he would fight any challenge. With labor divisions deepening, the coming days could prove pivotal for both the prime minister and the governing party. Another news: Europe's heat wave is intensifying. French authorities have placed nearly half the country under the highest level red heat alert as temperatures continue climbing toward record levels. In Bordeaux, temperatures reached 40 degrees Celsius on Sunday, while forecasters warn Paris and other regions could face similar conditions on Monday. The government also restricted alcohol sales at some events during the annual Fête de la Musique festival, citing concerns about pressure on emergency services. Across Europe, heat alerts remain in effect in parts of Italy and Spain, as hot air from the Sahara drives temperatures higher. Officials are keeping parks open overnight and urging residents to take precautions. Meteorologists say it remains unclear how long the heat wave will persist. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.